over here in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 4, and this is letter number 995, and this is dated also Aleph Year, Tov Shin Dal, Brooklyn, New York, and the Rebbe is addressing this to Marie Katz, I believe it's Yaakov Katz. It's the letter Marie Shiecha Koyin, and the Rebbe begins the letter with Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. This is in Yiddish, the Rebbe is writing, in as a continuation to our discussion over the telephone. I am going to, I'm giving you here a copy of my letter to Mr. Yosef Robinson, and also the 20 checks on the names for of Mr. Simon and Mr. Kaplan, which are set up one over one on a date that starts with 2 days later than Robinson's check, and starting with the sixth check, according to your instruction that you said, that charity comes first. Now, I'm presuming that the Rebbe took out a loan and he gave him some head checks to cover, to make the payments. And I'm assuming what the Rebbe is saying is here that because his part is giving as charity and part is giving as a loan. So I guess the Rebbe says that the charity comes first, and then the next is going to be the payment for the loan that the Rebbe is doing. That's what it looks like. And here I also want to emphasize this, that the Alter Rebbe wrote in the Gerus HaKodesh. Now you have to understand, you know, those days the financial situation, the material situation was very dire. The Rebbe ran all the programs all over the world with very, very limited funds, and people didn't understand, they didn't appreciate. We didn't have all the big, today Baruch Hashem Chabad has its own wealthy people. Chabad has also the skills today to do some major fundraising, as one of the Chabad organizations is trying to raise $1 million, like in 1 day or 2 days or something like that. They have so it's on a different scale today. But in those days was different, and the Rebbe, in addition to doing everything else, was to be the fundraiser too. Needed to make sure that the cover the the expenses over there. It wasn't an easy job, and was a very difficult. So the Rebbe says, I want to emphasize that the Rebbe writes in the Geras HaKodesh in chapter 21 that it doesn't matter how great any mitzvah is, but when you do it with alacrity, quickly, that has a very significant importance. Especially the Rebbe writes with regards to the level of tzedakah. And that are the words that the Alter Rebbe writes, that it was the alacrity, the quickness, the hastiness of Avram Avinu is what stands by us for and our children forever. And he adds, especially, quoting him, when you do tzedakah, which is greater than everything else, how it's for sure that it's going to be good for us in this world, that we should do it as quickly as possible. Give your tzedakah as quickly. Don't delay it. Don't push it off. I want to conclude with a wish that it should be fulfilled, that what the Gemara says on the verse. It says, aser to aser. Literally, it means tithe, you shall tithe. It's sort of a duplicate, that you should give a tenth of your possessions. But he says, aser b'shvil shetis asher, that you tithe so that you will be rich. So the more tzedakah you give, the richer that you will be. Un gadol and greater amayser yosef min oisa. And one who helps other people bring gift tzedakah is even greater than the one who gives tzedakah himself. And the greater the privilege of the one who makes an effort that the charity should come into the funds is even greater than the one who gives the tzedakah itself. Your participation in the work that my father-in-law founded in Africa, that should become a pipeline to bring down, to draw down good that is seen and visible, visible and revealed with proper health for you and your wife and all of your family members. May they live, and you should have much success in all of your businesses, both physical and spiritual. And since one always has to go up in holiness, so you should also be privileged to increase your participation in my father-in-law's work, that it should go and increase higher and higher. I hope to hear from you good news all the time, with many blessings physically and spiritually. Amazing to me how the Rebbe's fundraising and encouragement and telling people what they can do to get Hashem's blessing. You give tzedakah in order for you to be successful. And I mean, when you read these letters, then you realize how the Rebbe raised such a generation who is going out there and doing the work and selflessly and dedicated and taking risk, and you know, I mean, there's one thing to be a tzaddik secluded in the shul and praying all day. There's another thing is to be a tzaddik impacting the world and changing the world and making a difference in everybody else's lives. And it takes more than just praying. It takes being out there soliciting the funds, pushing people to giving them, and it takes all this hard work. That's a lot of hard work.
Special person.
Yeah, and you know, it's easier in a way just to sit and study Talmud and sit and connect to Hashem. That's the easier way. But to go out there and do the work of knocking on doors and soliciting and this, it's hard work. But the Rebbe did it all. The Rebbe did it all for the benefit of the Jewish people.